Hello, can I help you? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. It's just you looked a little frazzled and, quite frankly, kind of lost. You even looked a little out of breath there. Is everything okay? I work here. If you let me know what you're looking for, maybe I can help. The sixth edition? Huh. Interesting. No, there's nothing wrong. It's just that the textbook you mentioned is it's already at the ninth edition, and it's interesting that your professor would use that edition for this year. It's an odd choice, that's for sure. All right. I take it you're from Greenwood Academy? Oh, it's not hard to put two and two together. If you're looking for that particular textbook, then I'd assume you're a college student. And seeing as almost every broke college student in Greenwood finds their cheap and used textbooks at this shop, I'd assume you'd also study there too. No, it's fine. I can understand why you'd be apprehensive at me taking guesses and all. You can't ever be too careful, right? Right, yeah. Let me actually help you on that. Okay, let me see here. The book you're looking for should be along this row right here, I believe. We could still have some copies left. So, are you new to Greenwoods? I don't think I've ever seen you before. Right. No guessing. Sorry about that. I guess that also means no questions, huh? You do seem like you're in a rush too, anyways, so no room for chit-chat, right? No. I get it. You do what you need to do to feel safe. I just feel it'll also do you good, especially if you're new, to try and be less apprehensive with people you meet in the neighborhood, you know? Sure, you can't trust everyone, but you have to find people who can connect with, who can help you should you be in trouble. But who am I to give advice to a woman during these times? I'm just a bookshop keeper. Is it hot outside? No. I just noticed your cheeks look quite red. The lighting in this bookshop can get a little confusing to the eye. It's rather dark over here sometimes. Are you sure you're okay? You look a little breathless. I can get you some water after we find the book. There's a mini fridge in the counter there. Not at the top shelf. Then again, it is an old edition, so it might be. It's at the second or bottom shelf itself. There it is. Let me just try to get that for. Whoa. Yeah, clearly you spotted it first. Sorry. I can't lie. I saw it. I saw you. Yeah. Listen, you're sending me mixed messages here. Listen, I know women can wear whatever the hell they want nowadays and men shouldn't expect anything, but actions like that messes with a man's mind. And as Neanderthal as I seem, as I am, if you're here wanting to protect yourself, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it all wrong. Unless you're doing it on purpose. Are you? Is that Whoa there, sweetie. Careful not to hit yourself on the head. Am I hearing that right? What is. Is that. Are these. Juices running down your thighs right here? Looks like there might actually be something underneath your skirt. Hello there. Think I found the culprit to your legs suddenly turning into jelly. I don't know what's going on here, dear, but it looks like whoever you're sleeping with has just given me a really, really sweet gift. Oh, you're not sleeping with him? What's he to you then? blackmailing you. Oh, that's not right at all now, is it? No. That's not right at all. Let me just pull this thing out of you, hmm? Your blackmailer really has good taste. Oh, you poor girl. Didn't I just tell you that you should be careful not to be too apprehensive with the people you meet over here? Now, if you hadn't been rude to me, I would have probably helped you. But not only have you been rude to me, seems you also made the wrong connection. Silly girl. You poor, silly, wet, slutty girl. Best I can do for you now is to teach you a lesson. Here, take this handkerchief in your mouth for me, won't you? You can scream all you like. No one really goes to this shop anyway. And the lighting is so poor, no one can see into it. No one can see a small, helpless, pretty little girl getting fucked out of her mind for being a rude little bitch to the friendly neighborhood shopkeep. Ugh. Fucking vibrating. Ah. Looks like your blackmailer's calling. Yeah. Thanks for the gift, man. Been a while since we've had a pretty little fuck toy like hers. Of course I know who he is, you silly girl. Why else would he point you towards this shop? He says you should be a good girl and let the good shopkeep do whatever he wants to you. Or else your dirty little secrets will be leaked all over Twitter. Now, stop struggling and let me enjoy that gift that is your tight, wet little cunt, hmm? Spread your legs wide for me, why don't ya? You'll certainly prefer me taking your pretty little hole over my friend ruining your life by exposing your dirty little deeds, so why don't you just enjoy it, hmm? Enjoy the good shopkeep playing with your cute little cunt. That's it. Arch your back, princess. I mean, your friend told us that you love it when you're eating out. That you meal like a good kitten when I play with your clit like this. Oh, and he was absolutely correct. Oh, this is gonna get you nice and ready for my cock. And you're gonna take it like a good girl, won't you? Won't you? Good. Because that's exactly what I'm going to give you. A proper cock to fill and stretch out your tight little pussy. Move your leg out the way. Yeah. Rub my cock right there and your wet little fuck hole right there. Fuck, you feel too good, princess. Don't tear up now. Or maybe you're crying out of happiness. Are you crying because it feels good? Because my big cock is stretching you out so much, hmm? Good girl. Good girl. Fuck it. All the way in. Take me all the way in. Ugh, fuck you, little slut. Look, he's squirming and arching your back so prettily. Such a sexy little kitty, aren't you? Such a perfect little slut. Perfectly wet and tight pussy. Squeezing me in deeper feels good. You can't deny it even. You can't deny just how good you feel when a cock is buried deep in your pussy. You can try all you want, but you know deep inside what the truth is. Just a pretty little girl trying to hide how much of a slut she is from the world. But real men are always gonna see it. Real men will always see through that bullshit facade. That's why me and my buddy... Yeah, we see right through you. We know how much of a slut you really are. We know how much you just want to be taken control of by a real man and be turned into a perfect little whore. And now your wish is being granted, my little pretty thing. Your wish is being taken, controlled, used, and marked by a real man. It's coming true. No, stay the fuck there against the goddamn bucket. Yeah, that's it. Drool. Hang your tongue out like that. Come here. I'm gonna take you right here. And nobody is gonna see you giving in to the little slut inside you. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come and so are you. I can feel it. You're squeezing me so tightly, you're gonna make me bust a nut in a hot second. Come on then, princess, come for me. Come with me, you little cum dump. Little cock slut. Little fuck toy, come for me. Come for me. You taste absolutely divine, and you feel like heaven, sweetheart. He really found me a good one, a perfect and obedient little slut I can play with all night. That's right, all night. We're gonna have a lot of fun, and I can teach you better manners so you won't end up being a helpless little sex slave for every man in the neighborhood. Or maybe you do want to end up that way. We'll make you into a good girl. Such a perfect girl. Mm-hmm. Right. I just need to go properly close the shop, sweetie. You stay right there and don't move. If you do, our good friend will know, and he won't hesitate to hit the send button to all your friends, family, classmates, and even your professors. And to make sure that my cum stays deep inside you, let's put this toy in again, you, shall we? Good little cum dump. I'll see you in a